With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The big, beautiful bill is heading to President Trump's desk. We have an update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans on Thursday passed the core of President Donald Trump's domestic policy agenda, including sweeping tax cuts, a crackdown on immigration, a boost in energy production, and a huge cut in Medicaid, overcoming months of infighting on Capitol Hill to deliver what could be the defining legislation of Mr. Trump's second term. The 218-214 vote came together after more than a year of intense planning by GOP lawmakers, weeks of scrambling to reconcile the conflicting visions among House and Senate Republicans, and days of last-minute lobbying to cajole holdouts in both chambers to get on board. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There's a wildfire threat in Southern California. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A wildfire in a wilderness area of Central California has exploded in size as dry, hot weather has raised the fire risk for large portions of California ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. The Madre Fire is California's largest blaze so far this year, ripping through grasslands after breaking out Wednesday about 125 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Evacuation orders and warnings were issued for the tiny communities that dot the area as flames moved through the hilly terrain. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Just 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court upheld a ban on hormone treatments and puberty blockers for transgender youth. On Thursday, the justices said they'll review lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. The case will be argued in the fall. West Virginia's attorney general calls it a great day as female athletes in West Virginia will have their voices heard. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 344 points, the Nasdaq rose 207. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, "The Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen." He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, "save as many as possible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. Penn now shows other athletes holding the school's top times. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks climb further into record heights after a report showed the U.S. job market looked stronger than Wall Street expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow added 0.8% and the Nasdaq Composite rallied 1%. The reaction was bigger in the bond market, where Treasury yields jumped. The strong U.S. jobs data pushed traders to erase bets that the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates in its next meeting that's coming up later this month. The markets closed early in advance of Independence Day. The Dow up 344 points today to close at 44,828. The Nasdaq gained 208 points to 20,601. The S&P added 52 to 6279. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.